Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. If you've been with us, then you already know that we are reflecting on Romans chapter 1, and now at verse 5, where we have come upon this word, grace. It stops us in our tracks because this is a word that is crucial to understand. I've borrowed from Dr. Kenneth Wiest, the Greek language scholar, to define grace this way. Grace is God's favor, done out of the spontaneous generosity of God's heart of love, with no expectation in return. Here's how the Apostle Paul uses it. I'm reading Romans 1, the end of verse 4 and verse 5. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship. And on the last edition of Definition, we saw how grace operates in the life of the believer in Jesus. To be a Christian is to be saved from our sins by the grace of God. We talked about Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Yet, when Paul speaks of grace in Romans 1 verse 5, he deepens or expands the effects of God's grace in our lives to mean that grace is given to us for our service. We serve God. We are slaves of Christ by His grace given to us. Oh, this is so practical again. As Christ's people, we are saved by God's grace, not so that we can sit there, just taking in the grace of God, basking in His grace, lazing around on the couch. No, we have received God's grace also so that we can serve Him. We've got to get up off the couch and go out into the other parts of our home to actively serve God by loving and caring for our spouse and our families, to do our work well in service to God in our businesses, to teach well in our school, to serve our communities as a first responder or government official. How? By the grace of God. God has given us His grace so that we will use that grace to serve Him. So it is by the grace of God we are saved from sin, and it is by the grace of God we serve God. Notice that in our verse, Romans 1 verse 5, Paul puts together grace with apostleship. I'm going to define apostleship later, but here I can tell you apostleship is service. Paul was an apostle sent out on mission by Jesus Christ to bring the gospel to people everywhere he went. Likewise, we must connect grace to our service. Have you made this connection in your life? We can think of grace this way. Jesus Christ gave Paul grace for his service as an apostle. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ gave Paul grace for his service as an apostle. So the grace of God is not a gift that we open and then carry to the corner and keep to ourselves, like some children do with their new toys on Christmas morning. No, the grace of God empowers and seasons our active service. So this very day and night, as you go about serving God, remember you do so by His grace. You employ the grace of God in your service to God. And we will see this connection within Paul's writing again on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.